So yeah, like FPSs, what can I say? There's nothing like the rush of hunting people down and killing them. I mean, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but I'm still shooting, and I'm still getting the headshots, it's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, I'm still getting the headshots, it's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, I'm still getting the headshots, like, boom, headshot.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Boom Headshot, your weekly gaming podcast fix. As always, it's the same geek every week. I'm your host, Jordan Thompson. This is episode number 36, and I'm joined by Grant from the Geeks with Wives podcast. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, Jordan?
Not too much. I tried to be a little bit punny there with the whole boo.
I thought you had a concussion or something. I was like, why is he dragging out the boo so much?
I know. I've been stumbling around the house. I don't know what to do with myself, and I've hit my head, and it's not a good time. I'm just trying to...
That bullet in the skull finally got to you.
It really did, and I should probably see a doctor at some point, but I've got too many games to play, so it can wait.
Yep.
So... what is new with you? Because, I mean, it's been a while since you've actually been on this show.
I've never been on this show.
Wasn't it you that was here for the podcast?
Technically, yeah. That was kind of a group podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't actually just a guest on your show.
No.
But, yeah, technically I have been on this podcast. Yeah, that's true. That was forever ago.
It was
20, less than 20, I think, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. It's been quite a while. I mean... I'm almost at 1 year now.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's really cool.
What kind of games have you been playing lately?
Lately, I've been playing all of them.
All of them.
Path of Exile just came out. Free-to-play Diablo-like game on Steam.
Yeah, I always see you playing that.
Yep. I've already spent like 30 hours, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Joe from Geese of Wives has been playing with me, too. It's just a crazy fun... loot co-op game, so we've been playing the crap out of that. Last month, my lady and I got a Vita.
Oh, nice!
I've only enjoyed two games on it so far.
Oh, which ones?
Killzone Mercenary was awesome.
Nice.
The controls were super tight. All that. I couldn't get into Uncharted. I don't know if it's because I didn't play the other Uncharted games on PS3.
Okay.
It just felt kind of... I don't know. There was no life in it, I guess.
It was a different experience. I mean, I can definitely take a bit more out of it having played the series, but I could see where you're coming from with that.
Yeah. Because all the characters, I'm assuming, were at least at one point in the rest of the series, right? So you probably already got to know them.
Yeah.
There was some banter back and forth that I didn't understand. So.
Yeah, exactly. The whole relationship with... I don't remember if Sully was in it that much. I think he was just there at like the beginning of the game, or maybe he wasn't even in it at all. It's been a while since I played it.
Yeah, I don't know. I only got like 10 minutes into it. But you know what I did like in that game?
Mm.
This has nothing to do with what I'm playing right now, but the swiping for climbing was amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It was incredible. I was like, this takes all the bore out of having to climb crap, which actually leads into another game I'm playing where you climb crap, which is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yes, you trying to plow through them so that you can get ready for 4?
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Only because I know there's no way that would ever happen. just from what I've heard, I don't usually listen to all the hate and not play a game at all, but I'm going to. I'm going to not play Assassin's Creed 3. Because I heard it was a huge letdown. Sure, the app is cool. Did you play it?
Yeah.
I did. What do you think?
You know, from gameplay perspective, I thoroughly enjoyed it. They had improved on the combat and the mechanics of jumping from trees to buildings and all that worked really well. The story was thoroughly disappointing. It finished and I went, really? Well, fuck. I'm out. Game over, man. But I'm still going to get 4, sadly.
I want to get 4, too, actually. And that's honestly kind of because there's not a whole lot coming out day one for the next gen that I am looking at, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, I'm playing Brotherhood because I like Ezio. I like 2. Mm-hmm. I liked Assassin's Creed 2 a ton. I 100%ed that game. It was great. I hated the first one. It's getting a little hard to get into Brotherhood, but I'm starting to get back into it. Now, the problem was is that I had to reformat my computer, and I lost my save. Like 3 or 4 hours in. So now I hate replaying content when I haven't even finished the game.
Yeah.
The worst feeling ever.
Just like, I just need to get through this and get it out of the way, but I don't want to do it all over again.
Yeah. Especially the canon sequence. Oh, my God.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's the worst.
That was pretty bad.
And then the only other game on Vita that I've ever enjoyed is Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which is not even a Vita game. It's a PS1 game. I don't know if you ever did, I don't know if you're into Castlevania or not.
I think I played it on the Game Boy Advance, but I haven't really played any of them since. I heard that Lords of Shadow was pretty good, though.
I heard that, too. It's interesting that you say that you played it on Game Boy, because most of the people I've talked to have only played it on handheld.
I think
it's born to be a handheld game.
It feels like something that's portable. I mean, I think now with where we are in games, a Castlevania game just doesn't have the same sit-down appeal as it does an on-the-go appeal.
Yeah.
Because can play it for like 15, 20 minutes at a time and be good.
Yep. And I love the Vita for that reason. You can just, tap that, lock button.
Yep.
It'll save your game. You can load it back up. It doesn't eat that much battery, even when it's running in the background. It's awesome. The battery life on the Vita is amazing.
It's nice to find someone else that actually enjoys a Vita, because there is so much hate on for the Vita. It makes me very sad.
Yeah, but the hate is coming from people that don't own it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think it was well worth. I mean, I spent the $250 on it when it came out, and it was well worth it.
My girlfriend just traded her 3DS for it, so.
Oh man.
Yeah, I didn't have to pay for it at all.
Hey, there you go.
She doesn't even use it, so it's basically mine.
Win for everyone.
I know. She's really upset she doesn't get to play Pokemon, though.
Yeah, because that's all I've been playing, man. I can't put it down.
Okay. As someone who's never played Pokemon,
yeah,
sell Pokemon to me.
Okay, well... Ooh. God, I feel like I'm in an interview at work. It's funny that you asked this, because I was doing an interview the other day, and we have to ask our interviewees to sell us their phone. Whatever phone they have, and... So it's funny to be on the receiving end of this. Really, I mean, what I like about Pokemon X and Y is the fact that it feels refined. It feels like it's been brought into the 21st century. Have you ever played Dragon Quest games?
No. I always wanted to, but never did.
You're familiar with the art style, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it feels like has been brought into Pokemon as far as character design goes. Obviously, the actual monster design is unique in itself.
Right.
But it feels more mature, and from what I've heard as far as the story goes, when you get close to the end, it does get a bit dark. And
really?
Yeah, and a more mature, obviously, a kid is going to pull a different enjoyment out of the story than what someone our age would.
Right, yeah.
So apparently there's elements there that really are dark and kind of... But I'm on my third gym, I believe. Third or fourth gym right now, so I've still got a ways to go. But for me, I think it's the RPG aspect of constantly trying to catch everything. And what I didn't realize with X and Y is it does have a lot of the previous generation's Pokemon, even like going back to Gen 1. So there's a lot that you can catch.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think I just...
It was originally like 150 or something like that, and then now it's like over 400 or some crazy number.
It's upwards of 6, I believe.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because I mean, this is generation 6, so yeah, there's a lot now. With that, come December, Nintendo's adding in a feature that you pay $5 a year, and it's basically a cloud storage service for Pokemon. You can store up to 3,000 of them.
What?
And that'll also give you the ability to transfer your Pokemon from previous games. So you can actually, if you have all the proper consoles, you can trade right from Red up into X. So you can literally catch them all.
That is crazy.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, if you have a Game Boy, or, well, you would have to, okay, I should restate that. You could go from Fire Red and Leaf Green, the Game Boy Advance ones.
Right.
Because you can use those in your, if you have a first gen DS or a DS Lite, pop it in there. You can use it, transfer it into one of the, into like say Heart Gold, Soul Silver, and then from there into Black and White, and from Black and White into X and Y.
Yeah, so I heard rumors about this, and I was like, there's no way Game Boy Advance games, but I forgot that the original DS had the slot for Game Boy Advance, and it also had Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So you can literally catch them all if you have that kind of patience. I don't, but my girlfriend does.
Really?
Yeah, she's already beaten... We each got a copy of X and Y. She's beaten Y, and now she's just going and catching things. Once she's done that, she's going to jump into X and play that.
Oh my goodness. Is your girlfriend a big gamer, or is it just games like this, like Pokemon and stuff?
I think with her, she's more selective. So, I mean,
yeah.
She's big into WoW. I mean, she hasn't played it in a long time, but when she gets into a game, she really gets into a game.
Nice.
So, like, Pokemon, she'll play for months and months and months. I guarantee it.
Is it weird dating someone when they're enthralled with games? I ask this because I recently moved in with my girlfriend, who is a huge gamer, and I'm just wondering how... It's how you guys have dealt with it, because it sounds awesome, but sometimes there's obstacles.
Oh, of course. I mean, it was funny when we before we moved in together, we talked about potentially getting a second TV so that each of us can have one to game on, just in case. Or if she wanted to watch TV and I wanted to game, then we don't have to worry about it. But I think, at least in our case, it's not too bad because she. Is either playing on a PC because she's a big PC gamer. She's not into controllers as much as she is mouse and keyboard, or she's handheld. So we don't generally run into issues where if I want to play on the console, she wants to play on the TV. Doesn't happen that often. So I don't think it's really become an issue as of yet. Who knows? Yeah. Things may change. She started getting into console gaming a little bit more, and maybe the PS4 will bring her in that extra little bit, but we'll see.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Speaking of PS4, you going day one?
You bet. I'm actually hoping, if all goes well, I'm going to be going to my local EB Games, or for you guys, GameStop, and I'm hopefully going to do a podcast midnight launch.
Oh, very cool.
So be set up in the store and be chatting with people as they're coming in, getting their consoles, and yeah.
That's cool. There's a podcast that's mostly about comics here that does that. They come to the midnight releases at the GameStop here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but, my girlfriend Victoria and I were on their podcast, and that's how we met them. They just were in that GameStop, and they were like, oh, we do the podcast thing. And
Which podcast?
That's really cool. It's called Panda Manga. That's the website, and then the actual podcast is called Geek Life.
Cool.
So, shout out.
I have to check them out now.
Yeah, no, they're pretty awesome.
Cool.
Another game I've been playing that the same thing actually happened with my Assassin's Creed Brotherhood save with Metro Last Light.
Oh, man.
No, actually, it's not the same thing. What happened was, okay, Metro Last Light, I don't know, have you played the Metro series at all?
I have not. It was one that had kind of caught my attention, but never enough to actually buy the game.
Okay, so I got Metro 2033 for like $5 like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I played it for probably 3 or 4 hours, and then I just got stuck. Like, it was too hard, I didn't want to play it, and I was like, screw this, it wasn't that great of a game anyway.
Mm.
And then Metro Last Light came out, and I bought that for $30. It was on sale like last holiday or something like that. And, this game's significantly better, but there's I don't know if you remember their launch or whatever, but they were advertising this Ranger DLC, which was supposed to be the way you're supposed to play the game.
Okay.
It's honestly, all it does is make it a little bit harder and take away the HUD, the heads-up display, which for $5 is ridiculous.
You really can't go wrong, right?
Thankfully, I pre-ordered, or no, I didn't pre-order. How did I get that? Somehow I got it for free, and I played that mode, and in that mode, you can't save you only have one save slot that you keep coming back to. So I ran out of ammo and kept dying, so now I'm screwed, and now I'm that was a couple months ago, now I'm starting over, not on that mode. And the game is infinitely better. I don't know why they're saying you could only play on this stupid mode that only lets you save once.
Oh, God. So you basically have to do it in a sitting. Well, two.
No, you can save and then quit, and then come back and then save and then quit. But if you...
Oh, you can't have multiple saves.
There's no previous save to fall back to. Checkpoints, nothing. It's really brutal. And they don't advertise that very well. It's not like, hey, you only have one save. It's like, oh, the enemies are harder, and the heads-up display is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they kind of lied to me a little bit.
Deception, man.
Yeah,
they get you. I know.
It is an awesome game in its own right, though. It's beautiful. Okay, so we recently got the Vita and a PS3. The main reason we got the PS3 was to play, what was that Quantic Dream game that came out?
Oh, Beyond.
Beyond Two Souls, yeah. We got to play that, and we got to play Last of Us.
Nice.
Now, Last of Us, I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like I'm the only one in the whole world.
You're a very select few from what I've encountered.
Did you play it?
I did, and I beat it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Okay, what about it didn't you like?
Everything except the story.
Really?
Literally everything. Well, the visuals and the story, I guess.
Okay. So it's
The combat was so sluggish and awkward, I couldn't stand it. It took me all the way out of the game and made me think I was playing some other, like... Oh, I can't think of a crappy game off the top of my head. But just a poor game. And then I got into a cutscene. I'm like, oh my god, this is beautiful. But it happened. The story isn't so overpowering that you can like forget the combat. At least not for me. Obviously, it was for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't let it go. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm even gonna finish it.
Fair enough. Okay. With that being said, have you guys beaten Beyond?
Yeah, Beyond was amazing. I loved that game.
And yet,
but I didn't have to play it.
Okay, so you were just watching.
I sat there and watched my girlfriend play it, yeah.
Did you guys do it in, like, one sitting, or...?
Oh, no. It was probably three or four.
Okay, that's not bad.
Did you play it in one sitting?
I did play it in one sitting, yeah. It was the Wednesday... No, it was the Thursday after it came out, and I had a day off, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to start playing. And I think I started around 1 or 2... in the afternoon, and I mean, I take sporadic breaks here and there, but I finished it about 1:30 that night, in the morning.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really good, and it makes me sad that it's gotten so much flack, and I mean, yeah, it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I think the story brought me in enough to make it an overall enjoyable experience.
Yeah, absolutely. The way I see it is, do I want every game to be like that? No, not at all.
No.
The controls were bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked for what they were trying to do. And I, you know, played one of those kind of games every couple years.
Exactly.
I heard Heavy Rain was a lot like that. Even worse as far as the controls is what I heard. I don't know. Did you play Heavy Rain?
I did. I don't think Heavy Rain was... In different aspects, I suppose. I could see where... They're both sluggish in terms of controls.
Right.
But I think it was more awkward with Aiden at points in Beyond than it was with the characters in Heavy Rain.
I could see that. Aiden was kind of, yeah.
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 Aiden was different.
Aiden controlled the way that the editors in Halo controlled it first.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you would go around, I don't know. Oh, you're not an Xbox user, are you?
No, but I played Halo 1 and 2.
All right. Because it would just, you're this floating ball and you can only go in one direction. And to turn around, you literally have to go, like, you have to go forward and move your stick around. You can't just, Yeah.
So, I think this is, like, the longest I've gone into an episode before we even talk about the topic. We got so sidetracked, but what are we going to talk about this week, man?
So I was thinking, I'm trying to play Doom 3 for the first time.
Oh.
So I wanted to... Have you played it?
I can't
play it. The planet's played it, huh?
I can't play it. I can't.
You can't?
I can't.
Oh my goodness.
We could talk about that in a moment, but go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, scary games. The scariest... obviously, that must be a pretty scary game for you if you can't even play it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a technical issue.
No, it's more me just, I can't do it. I mean, it's been a long time since I've tried to play it, but jump scares. Enough said.
What about the original Doom?
You know, I do remember playing Doom a lot back in the day. I had a neighbor that had actually bought me the collection. It was 1 and 2, I believe. Nice. And I think there was maybe expansions. I don't remember.
It's like some neighbor.
yeah, they were super cool. So I remember being able to play that back in the day, and I enjoyed Doom for the most part. But it didn't really hold me, and I never really felt scared by it. I think that, I mean, I was playing it around the age of N64, so it was just it was there. I was like, all right, it's a fun shooter, and
yeah, I don't really see it as a horror. I mean, it was gruesome, but it wasn't. Yeah.
Wasn't scary.
Doom 3 is much more horror-y.
Oh, God. So, I'm going to pause there for a moment just so we can get some of the new releases out of the way, because we had some big ones this week.
Okay.
So, we had Battlefield 4 come out for the PC, PS3, 360, and Wii U. Mm-hmm. And I know all my friends are playing that. I'm waiting till PS4 to get that. That'll be a day one pickup for me.
Nice.
We've got Assassin's Creed 4 for PC, PS3, 360, and Wii U. That one I'm also holding off, like we were talking about earlier, till next gen. And
reading those reviews, it seems like that's the way to go.
Yeah. I mean, hey, extra 60 minutes of content. Well, no, I guess it's on PS3 too. Anyways, I don't really care about extra content. I just want to play the story and see what they do with it.
Yeah, right.
We've got WWE 2K14 on the PS3 and 360, so I'm actually kind of interested to play this, because not only is it new developer, 2K Sports has taken over since the dissolve of THQ, but
right.
I've actually been watching wrestling at work lately, just because it's on, we have to watch Sportsnet 360, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to watch it, and it's so entertaining. To the point where I can't take it seriously, but I want to play this game just to see if it's any good.
Nice. It's I think it's selling more than expected.
Yeah.
Which is strange, because WWE to me is the game that you rent when you have a bunch of friends over and you just want to screw around in a game.
Yeah, it's like a party game, same as like Mortal Kombat or something.
Exactly.
But I think maybe it's the fact that 2K is now taken over. It's probably looking a lot better, because, I mean, with what 2K did with the NBA franchise, and, I mean, if they can, what they did to that, if they can do the same thing to the WWE franchise, I think it'll be good for them in the long run.
Yeah, totally.
We've got Sonic Lost World for the 3DS and the Wii U. We've got Angry Birds Star Wars for PS3, Vita, 360, Wii, Wii U, and 3DS. And we've got the PC release of Deadly Premonition Director's Cut. That is a lot for this week. Holy crap.
That is a lot. Also, you're missing one. Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures.
Oh, yes, that's right. What system is that on?
PC and the consoles, I think.
Okay.
Just 360 and PS3. All although right. I'm not 100% sure. I don't really care.
No, it's.
I was just saying it kind of ironically.
I'm sure someone's excited for it.
I'm sure. More power to them.
Exactly. Play whatever you want. It's cool.
Exactly.
So yeah, as we were talking about horror games, my first experience with Doom 3 was terrifying. I don't like jump scares. I become very unnerved. Very easily, so I remember.
So this was the right topic for this show.
Clearly, I mean, it's the perfect time. I mean, tomorrow's Halloween, so what better time? I actually kind of want to go and play some horror games to see if maybe I can sit through more than 10 or 15 minutes at a time.
I was looking through the Steam Halloween sale. Man, there is jack shit in there.
Although, even though it's not scary, I would say definitely pick up Costume Quest. That game
is the sale?
Yeah, that's in the sale. I think it's almost close to the bottom.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah, because it's all centered around Halloween, and that game is a ton of fun. I actually sat and watched Steph play it, because, I mean, it's not one I'd really get into, but she was super into it, and it was actually quite entertaining.
Interesting. Maybe I'll get my girlfriend to play it.
See, there you go. I find it's nice to just sit and watch someone play games every once in a while.
It is. I'm doing that with my lady. She's playing Batman Arkham Origins.
Ooh, nice.
That's an awesome game to just sit back and watch.
I really want to pick that up, but I've got to hold off because my wallet's already going to be hurting in like 2 weeks anyway, so...
I know. Can you believe it's 2 weeks away?
I can't. I remember at the the E3 announcement, or pre-E3 announcements, and just watching the conferences, I was like, oh, it's going to feel like forever, and now it's almost here.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I actually got to check out the PS4 controller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, they're selling them now.
What's that?
They're selling them already.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So my friend, he works at one of the EB Games here, and he brought his home because he lives in the same complex as me, and I got to check it out, and I got to say, that is one of the most comfortable controllers I've ever held.
Really?
I would say it gives the 360 controller a run for its money in terms of comfort.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Between PS3 and 360 controllers, I would easily take the 360 one, even though I really enjoy my PlayStation.
Yeah.
But man, the PS4, it just feels nice. The L2 and R2 triggers, way better.
Did you hear about the rumble in the Xbox One controller?
No, I didn't.
It starts, they have them implemented into the triggers, and if you're, say, starting a car, it'll start on your four fingers there, the rumble will, and then it'll go to the rest of the controller as the car starts up.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I don't know if the PS4 has anything like that, but...
Not that I've heard, but, I mean, who knows, right?
Anyway, I thought that was pretty great.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'll have to look into that more once launch day approaches.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's your first, experience with a horror game? One that actually really scared you?
My first experience with a game that actually scared me, I've played... Actually, you know what? I didn't play that much before this. I've never been a horror guy. I don't like horror movies. It, just because they don't do anything for me, I don't get scared by a movie. I'm sitting there watching a movie. It's not going to scare me. Mm-hmm. there's nothing that could happen in a movie short of a real person coming up behind me and scaring me that's really going to, you know, get me on edge.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Just because I can take cues from the music and figure it out pretty quickly. Right.
Yeah.
And if I think it's going to be a jump scare, I'm just going to tense myself up, and then I'm fine.
Yeah, it's very predictable as far as the movies that I've actually seen.
Yeah.
But then I decided to give horror games a try, and I don't know why, but my first one was Amnesia: The Dark Descent. So it wasn't even that long ago. It was like a couple years ago.
Okay.
And
how did that one go for you? Because I've never played Amnesia.
It's amazing. That game is awesome. Yeah. For the longest time, it didn't scare me, but I would feel tense. And I actually found myself sweating a little bit. It was kind of crazy. Because you don't know. When you first start playing that game, you have no idea what your enemies are or anything about anything except your name, really.
Yeah.
So you're just wandering through this kind of creepy castle. The lighting effects are awesome. There's kind of like blue tint through the window, and like it's barely lighting the room that you're in. And you're just wandering around trying to solve these puzzles that are actually really difficult. You have to sit there and think about it in the dark.
See, and that's got to be really unnerving.
It is. It is, because you'll hear these sounds. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who designed their sound or whatever, but... you can stand in the same spot for minutes and still hear new sounds. It's not on like a, 30-second loop or whatever.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. It really added to the experience. And then the first time you hear an actual enemy in the room with you, mm-hmm. They're actually in the room adjacent to you, and then they're walking towards you, and the game does help you. They're like, hide in that closet. Just for your first encounter, because it'd be pretty cheap if they just threw something at you.
Yeah.
So you hide in this closet, and you literally—I don't know if you know anything about the controls—but you aim the mouse at the door, and you have to click on the door and drag it towards you. So it's kind of—I like the way they do that.
Yeah, I've seen a friend of mine actually play it, and so depending on how much you move the mouse, that's how much the door opens. Correct?
Yeah, it's really really cool. But so you're hiding there, you kind of crack it open, but you don't know how much the game's going to let you crack it open.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, do I really want to look at it? And it comes in, you can barely see it, it leaves, and then you're okay. And then you don't see another one for probably, I don't know, I didn't see mine for another like half hour.
Wow.
And that was probably just because how slowly I was walking around after that. So I don't think there's anything like the jump scares you were talking about. It's more just you're always scared.
Yeah, they're going for the constant tension, and you don't know what to expect, and you don't want to let your guard down.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which I don't think enough games do. I mean,
it's hard. It's really difficult to get someone to feel that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I've never really encountered that in any movie I've ever watched. I mean,
yeah,
yeah.
What games have over movies, though, is that they're much longer.
Yes, this is very true.
Amnesia has this formula that they're like, okay, we can really get somebody going. So you're playing for like, you know, not in a row, but like 10 hours, and you're like, I feel this way all the time, stop it! And then something finally happens, and you could lose it.
Yeah, no, exactly. I really need to try and play it. I think I downloaded the demo not too long ago, but it wasn't running properly on my computer, so I couldn't really...
It needs to come to consoles. I don't know why it hasn't.
Oh, that would be great, because, I mean, I would love to just sit down, throw on my surround sound headphones, and turn off all of the lights and be absolutely terrified.
Yep.
I don't know what it is about wanting to do that to myself. I think because I don't I don't find enough things out there that can actually scare me. It's a challenge.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, man.
What do you think of the... Because my favorite, I don't know, it hasn't really scared me, but it is kind of a survival horror type game, but Dead Space? Have you played Dead Space?
I have. I've played the... Well, I own the first and second on PS3, and yeah. I ended up getting Dead Space 3 because of the whole SimCity debacle.
Oh, so you got it for free.
Yeah, so I got it for free, which is totally cool.
Yeah.
Because based off of what I heard about Dead Space 3, not very scary. And right. Not that great, but Dead Space 1, that's another one. It's like Doom. I can't play it because I
really?
Hate that unnerving feeling. But wow. Yet that's what I'm looking for. So I got to find a way to just suck it up just and play it.
Up.
So I mean,
you should get your girlfriend to sit there and watch it with you.
That you know what? That wouldn't be half bad. I don't think she would be scared either. But that,
because my girlfriend wanted to play the game. Pretty badly. She was like, I really want to... She bought it and everything, and she played it for a little while, and she couldn't play it. She jacked up the brightness all the way, so she could see everything, and she was still scared.
Mm-hmm.
So she had me run through 1 and 2 just while she watched, because she was interested in the lore and the story, and because it is engaging on,
yeah.
on its own, even without the scariness. And then we played Dead Space 3 together.
How'd that go for you guys?
It was a really fun experience. I don't think there's anything wrong with Dead Space 3 except for the fact that it's not scary, which, I mean, was a little bit disappointing, but at the same time, my girlfriend probably wouldn't have wanted to play it if it was. So it worked out for us.
Mm-hmm.
The gunplay was awesome. The crafting was really, really cool.
That was from what I played. Well, I'd played originally the demo on the PS3, and the crafting system just seemed really, really in-depth.
No, it was awesome.
Which I think is really cool because, I mean, to create exactly what kind of weapon you want is awesome. But I didn't get anything scary out of the demo. And I got a little bit of jumpiness out of the first little bit of 3, but not too much. Or wait.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, no, it wasn't that much.
Yeah. No, like I said, it wasn't really a scary game at all. It was kind of action-y. But that doesn't make it a bad game. It's just...
It's different, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Part of the reason it wasn't scary is because they just gave you a buttload of ammo all the time.
So it wasn't like you're trying to make every shot count.
Yeah. You're just, you know, firing at everything all the time.
And I think that's one thing that I appreciate out of The Last of Us is the fact that you did have to conserve your ammo and really think about it. Although by the time I got to the end of the game, I had conserved so much that I was like, well, I guess I can just go to town on everyone.
So, that's funny.
That's one I gotta go
back.
I've
had that happen quite a few times in games, actually.
Where you anticipate it's gonna, you're gonna need a lot more than you really end up needing.
Yep, exactly. Actually, I think in the first Dead Space that happened to me, I was just conserving. The only thing I kept on me was the plasma cutter and med packs, and I ended up having, you know, with all the inventory upgrades or whatever, I had just a ton of them, and I was like, oh, there's no reason to have all this.
Yeah, you gotta figure out, well, I guess that was all for naught.
Yeah, well, I think that the game was designed for you to have more than just one gun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't share ammo or whatever, so you have to, you know, balance. So, but if you're just using the plasma cutter, which, by the way, is way overpowered if you upgrade it all the way.
That's what I've been told, because, I mean, I've seen, apparently people will do just plasma cutter runs.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's actually easier.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been told.
Yep.
Trying to think of...
Did you play Fear 1?
I did, actually. I forgot that I played that. I remember buying it, like, way back in the day. I know I've traded it in since, but I do remember playing that for a little while.
I love that game. Because to me, it felt like Half-Life, but a little bit scarier.
Yeah. I could definitely see where you're coming from with that. Now, based off of just what I saw, the story... How did the story progress through the second and third ones? Did it improve? Was it...
See, I haven't played... That's why I said Fear 1 specifically. I haven't played 2. I haven't even beat the first one, because like Assassin's Creed, it lost my save, and I don't want to do that all over again, because I was literally near the end.
Oh, yeah. See, I just become stubborn and go, screw it, I'm not going to play it for a while then.
Yeah, I'll probably just YouTube the ending or something.
Yeah, that's what I did with Assassin's Creed 1, because I'm like, I just don't care about this game. I just need to get it over with.
And then you played Assassin's Creed 2, and you're like, oh, they told me the end anyway.
Yeah, so it's like, well, that was a waste of my fucking time. God damn it.
You played The Walking Dead, correct?
Oh, yes, the Telltale one.
Okay. Have you played Wolf Among Us?
No, I want to pick up Wolf Among Us, and I also want to pick up Season 2 of Walking Dead.
Yep. Well, Season 2 hasn't come out yet.
It's not out yet? Okay, it's coming out soon, though, I think.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this year, so I'm thinking hopefully December, so I at least have, you know, a little bit of time with my console before that comes out.
Yeah, it's... just, if they do anything like they did with Season 1, Season 2 is probably just going to blow my mind out.
I know.
Out the door.
It's going to be a little bit hard because it's not going to have Lee in it, but...
But you have Clementine coming back.
I know, yeah. So I think as long as they keep Clementine involved, they could probably go on forever.
Yeah. I mean, Clementine is such an amazing character. And, yep. I mean, if they can really branch off with her story, and I mean, obviously it depends how old she is. I mean, if they're doing it right after the events of Season 1, or maybe
the
they're
doing... The screenshots that I saw on the Steam page suggest she's around the same age.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what, I would actually prefer that just because, I mean, you get to see her grow.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I wonder if they'll kind of jump around the timeline, though, because, I mean, they're not forced to
stick to linear, yeah. That's what I liked about Beyond, is the fact that you did jump around a timeline, and that wasn't something I've really seen before.
I wish that I had known that it was going to do that beforehand, because I was just... I kept expecting it to catch up at some point.
I actually started... Go ahead.
I just wish that I had been informed. That way I wasn't expecting it, you know?
Yeah. Because I remember what, like, when I started...
Relaxed and...
I started it and I was like, oh, prologue is at the... Like, you see the start and then you see prologue at the very end. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get there and then the game is going to start. And I didn't realize that, oh, wait, no, it's just... bouncing all around, filling
the
set.
Prologue is the end. Oh, that's okay.
Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was very strange. It's like, and it was hard to tell where you were in the story because it didn't light it up very well.
No, it didn't. So you were always kind of... I just stopped paying attention to it. I was like, it's just a loading screen. I don't really...
Yeah, you can piece it together. You can be like, oh, she's this old now and this is happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what for you makes a game scary to you, and what immerses you about that style of a game?
I think atmosphere is probably the number one I don't know. It's there's a lot of key aspects, I guess, because music is definitely a huge thing. It can't be predictable, like you said. It can't just be like in Dead Space. I actually knew somebody that would play through with no music at all, because even in Dead Space, there's combat cues.
Yeah,
where it's like, you're in combat now. Dun 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 dun. And so he didn't have that.
Music ramps up, gets more badass.
Yeah, exactly. And then it ends when you know you've killed the last thing. Mm-hmm. So imagine going through and not ever knowing when you've killed the last thing. So
puts you on edge a lot more, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So I think not necessarily not having music, but just not being as predictable as most games are. And then it's got to be a fun game too, right? Like, I tried to play, I mean, I'll probably get some heat for this, but I tried to play the Silent Hill HD collection. That game is basically unplayable to me. It's probably my fault. It's my brain that can't understand the controls, but I hate it.
I've also heard that the HD collection was poorly done, and you're better off to actually go and play the, I guess it would be PS2 or PS1?
Probably PS1.
I think it's PS1, yeah. You're better off to go and play it that way.
That's interesting. I mean, maybe I will, but I mean, it's so old now. There's a lot of games still. I don't know, I might, but the controls were awful. And my point is, they have to be. It has to be a fun experience on its own without the horror first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, if you can't enjoy the combat and the gameplay, then how are you supposed to enjoy the story?
Yep. Frustrating controls is not scary. That just makes me swear and throw my controller.
And no one wants that because controllers are getting more expensive, and that's money you could put towards a game.
Exactly. A whole game, too.
Exactly. That in itself is horror.
That's scarier than any other game you could put in front of me.
Pretty much.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what makes a scary game for you?
I think it's the same thing. It's the atmosphere. It's giving me the sense. I like games where I have a sense of hopelessness. So that's where I want to actually go and try games like Outlast, and where you really don't have a means to combat the enemy. It's the same thing with Amnesia. So I think for that style or this genre, that I need that. I need to feel helpless and feel like I've got to escape, because that puts the urgency in me to get whatever I need to do done.
I think it's
for everyone. It's kind of the same thing. It's you need to have good music. You need to have that way to kind of creep you out without, obviously, like you said, making it very obvious that oh, big bad boss is coming, time to get prepared.
Yeah,
reload your weapons, get ready.
Yep. I forgot what I was going to say.
It happens. So, I mean, there's not a lot of games that do it well, but I think Dead Space was definitely, from what I played here and there, an enjoyable experience. I need to really commit to it and go and play it again. I've got such a huge backlog, but I think a game can also be scary without going boo. And I think The Walking Dead was a great example of that. I mean, just the thought of it, it's going, having to make these decisions can be horrifying. I don't want to spoil anything, but I mean, if you haven't played it, go fucking play it, please.
Yeah. We did spoil it a little bit earlier.
No. We didn't spoil anything. What are you talking about? I mean, you could get that from pictures online, really.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but it's the experience overall of going through that story that I think everyone needs to do themselves a favor. And it's not a very control intensive game. It's about choices, and you kind of get to see yourself, because I think a lot, if most people are like me, you play your first playthrough very honestly.
Yeah.
And you pick what you would actually decide to do in those situations.
Absolutely.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people are different. But I mean, I think for a majority, most people are going to play it like that.
If the stats at the end of the episodes were accurate, then most people did play like that, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And one thing that I really liked at the end that I didn't realize until someone had pointed out to me afterwards. The last decision you make in the game, a character will remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is crazy. So that tells me that decisions that were made from season one can carry over into season two.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think they also carry into 400 days.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. So there was what platform are you playing on?
I'll be playing it on PS3 or PS4. Okay.
So I played on Steam. Mm-hmm. I played the game. I played 400 days. But between me playing the game and 400 days, nothing happened to my computer or anything, but my save was like corrupted or something. And so I did not want to play the game again. I'll be honest. It's a one-time playthrough for me. Yeah. So I had to auto generate the decisions, which was really disappointing.
Yeah, that's not fun. So you played through 400 days?
I did, yeah.
How was it? Because I've heard very mixed things on it.
I don't really understand the need for it yet. I mean, maybe that'll become more clear in season two.
Okay.
As it stands right now, it was an okay experience. It wasn't anything like the first five episodes, and it didn't really tie into all that much. Sure, you saw a couple characters here and there from the game, but it didn't give me closure. It didn't seem like it was setting up to anything, but I mean, I could be wrong.
Okay. So it might be one that needs to really develop itself through season two.
I think it has a lot more to do with season two. At least I hope it does.
Yeah. Oh man, what else is there to talk about with some scary games? Soundtracks. Favorite video game soundtrack that had, like, from a horror game at all?
You know, I play them so little, I can't think of one at all. No. The soundtrack in Dead Space is all right. There's nothing that stands out, though.
I think for me, The Last of Us has such a hauntingly beautiful soundtrack. It flowed so well with the game. Mm. I love the theme for it. It's very creepy, but I think it suits that game very well.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh man, lost my train of thought here.
We can go back to next gen talk if you want. Because like you said, Assassin's Creed 4 came out. That's going to be my day one next gen title. And like I said, it's just a lack of titles releasing.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to be going for Watch Dogs day one, but yeah, with the delay. Who
wasn't? Yeah. So you said you're going to get Battlefield 4. Is there anything else day one you're going to pick up?
I'll probably be getting Battlefield 4, AC4, and probably Ghosts. I don't know. But okay. I want to pick up Knack too, because I don't want to just have shooters. So
seems like it is just shooters. Like, Killzone is also day one.
Is that a day one? I don't know if I'm going
to get it. Or at least a couple days after. Yeah. It's at least the first week.
Like, I'll probably only get three games to start, so I say that, but I'll probably end up getting four. I mean, I've anticipated on spending about $1,000 come launch day, so.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's awesome, though, because between my girlfriend and I, we have most of it paid off, so. Nice.
Yeah, my other half, she's more or less the breadwinner in the house, so she's like, yeah, we'll just use that next paycheck, and that'll be the PS4. I'm like, okay. If you say so. I keep going, like, yeah, I'm going to throw some money down. She's like, we're just going to pay for it all at once. I'm like, oh, all right. If you're certain, that's cool.
That's funny.
Games that aren't so scary, but kind of horror, it fits into the theme. Have you ever played The Binding of Isaac?
No, I bought that in a Humble Bundle probably a month or two ago.
Dude.
And I haven't fired it up because I hate roguelikes.
Oh, no. Oh, it's...
Could this change my mind, or am I going to hate it?
What roguelike games have you played so far?
Not that many, and because I don't like them. I just hate the idea of permanently dying.
Mm. I think that's part of the attraction for me as far as Binding of Isaac goes, because I like not knowing what kind of power-ups I'm going to find, what bosses I'm going to encounter, and right. constantly regenerated rooms, so different layouts.
Hmm.
I've put, I think, almost 100 hours into that game so far.
Oh my gosh, alright, I will fire it up, just because you have spent that many hours in it.
it's really addicting. Like, I will actually watch, I think there's at least three or four Twitch streamers that I watch who just do mostly Binding of Isaac.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy.
There's actually a racing league called Boiler, Binding of Isaac League Racing, and... Yeah, I've gotten into watching that. It's really awesome.
Wow.
It's a very fun game. It's just, I remember watching the trailer for it months and months ago, and I was like, this game looks absolutely stupid. Like, I thought the trailer looked awful.
Okay. And that might have been part of the reason I didn't want to play it.
Yeah.
The art style to me looked a little weird. I mean, you're this, I don't even know what the character's supposed to be.
You're a small child. Basically, it takes off of the Binding of Isaac, like the biblical story. So the premise behind the game is you're Isaac, a young child who lives in a house with his mom, and you're happy-go-lucky kid, but your mom starts watching these religious shows on TV, and she starts hearing the voice of God, and God's telling her to kill Isaac. And basically, Isaac jumps into the basement, and that's where this whole game takes place. I think you might have cut out.
Hello?
Hey, there we go. You're back.
Okay. I tapped my mute button. No, that's super weird. So, your mom wants to kill you because God said that she should?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's
Abraham was going to kill Isaac because God said he would. Exactly. Is there any other biblical stuff, or is that just it?
There's, and then you're in the basement. Mean, there's lots of characters. There is basically one that represents Mary Magdalene, I think, is.
Okay.
There's... I think all of the characters have some biblical reference, and, at least as far as playable characters go.
Oh, you can play them more than one character?
Oh, yeah, there's about six different characters, I believe.
Oh, okay.
You so unlock them.
Is it super frustrating, or is it like, okay, that's how far I got that time I died, it's okay, I'll just start over and see how much farther I can get this time?
For me, that's how it is. I never okay. feel frustrated unless it's like I'm having a really good run.
Mm, yeah.
And then I get to the last level and I die. So yeah, for characters, you've got Isaac, Cain, Judas, Eve, and there's another one called Samson, who's part of the Wrath of the Lamb DLC that came out not too long ago.
Wrath of the Lamb, awesome.
Yeah. for anyone who is interested in playing it, don't buy Wrath of the Lamb right away. It is a bad idea.
Really?
Because it makes the game exponentially harder to learn.
And you can't toggle that off?
No, you cannot.
Oh, that's awful. I hope I don't have it, because I bought it in that Humble Bundle.
As long as you didn't install it, you should be fine.
Okay.
But, yeah, you'll know as soon as you boot up the game if it says Wrath of the Lamb.
Okay.
But I never feel frustrated by it. It's just, it's always fun for me, just because I never know what I'm going to find.
Hmm. So. Speaking of roguelikes, have you played, semi-roguelike, I guess, Rogue Legacy?
Yes, I have. I've also spent a lot of time in Rogue Legacy. I think I've probably put about 25 to 35 hours into that.
Yeah.
It's that one. That one can get very frustrating for me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I will have to put that game down at points, but there was a while where it was nothing but playing Isaac and Rogue. My friends were like, Jordan, you have a problem. You need to play something else. I'm like, but it's so fun. It's
you gotta play a real game.
Exactly. But I think it's a lot of fun. I definitely say, I mean, if you have it, at least give it like half an hour worth of playtime.
The Binding of Isaac?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isaac is definitely some good fun. There's always new unlocks, and I think you can beat the game upwards of 15 or 20 times. There's about that many different endings.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so after you beat the game once, you go through it and you beat it again, it's a different ending, and it progresses, so...
Interesting.
The first time you play through the game, you beat Mom, and that's the end of the game. The second time you go through, you actually end up going into Mom's womb, and then you go and you find Mom's heart, and you kill her heart.
Wow.
Yeah, so... It's
longer, then.
It does, yeah. So I think the first playthrough is generally about 6 or 7 dungeons, we'll call them, and I think after that it goes up to about 9.
Okay. Now, if you beat them all those 15 times or whatever, is there a reason to keep playing, or not really?
I mean, unlocking achievements, but I think it really, at that point, if you've played it that much, chances are you're just going to keep playing because you enjoy the game.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the streamers that I watch, they will go upwards of, I think like 100 or something plus Mom kills with no deaths.
Wow.
Yeah, like, so the people that play this game are ridiculously good.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Anything else that you can think of as far as horror goes that we haven't touched on?
I don't think so. No.
I think we covered a lot.
We did. Someone will add something on Twitter or something.
There we go. That's what I forgot. Twitter.
Yeah, that mentioned it on purpose.
Yeah. See, there we go. This all works out at the end. So yeah, since I haven't done it in a few weeks, I went to Twitter and asked people what their favorite horror games are, or games that make them jump. And we had your friends and my friends over at Geeks with Wives and Capes said, yeah, Dead Space 1, but always have a soft spot for Doom. And from there, you guys got into a bit of a discussion on Doom.
Yep.
We really just talked a lot about Dead Space this episode.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's totally okay.
Solid. Mm-hmm.
Lots of Isaac going on, see?
Yep, the Binding of Isaac Clarke.
Exactly, yeah. We also had Drunken Stealth. It said Silent Hill 2 always has and always will scare the crap out of me.
Was that? That said that?
That was Drunken Stealth.
Drunken Stealth? Did you play the HD version?
I've never played a Silent Hill game.
Okay. Interesting. I noticed that our friend Elegy, our mutual friend Elegy, was playing Silent Hill, and that made me want to go and try to find one that was actually good.
Yeah. Here we go. There, I can't believe I totally left this out. A pivotal horror game, Resident Evil. How have we not talked about that?
Well, because I hate Resident Evil.
So do I. Well, somewhat. I can't.
So that's...
The controls in 1, 2, and 3, those are horror in itself. I can't. I've tried. Because I remember I think it was probably last year, I got all three of them on PlayStation Plus for free. I was like, yeah, I'll try and play them. I can't do it. That pisses me off more than anything else.
Yep.
I would much rather go and play Dark Souls and Demon Souls than play Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Because at least in Dark Souls and Demon Souls, I can feel like I'm getting somewhere. I don't feel like they're games that have aged particularly well.
Nope.
In any stretch of the imagination?
Agreed.
Have you played Resident Evil 4?
I have not. Right. I never had a GameCube. I actually have access to one now, but I don't have the game.
PS2 so
maybe
version
if I find it at some time. Was it on PS2?
Yeah, there was a PS2 version as well.
Oh. I also didn't have a PS2. I've been mostly a PC gamer up until probably last year. So... Or 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because 4 was... Or sorry, was it 4? Yeah, it was 4, yeah.
4 was the one that reinvented the controls and camera.
Yeah, and I watched my friends play that a lot and played a little bit of it myself. It was a thoroughly enjoyable game, and the story was awesome. The voice acting...
Now, 5 I did play.
That was where it lost me.
I did not like that.
No.
Did not like
that. I thought 5 was awful, and I couldn't get over the size of... It was Chris Redfield, right?
I don't know.
I think that's who it was. The fact that his biceps were the size of his head, just like there was nothing like about that game. War. Yeah, it didn't feel scary. It was like, oh, it's mutants as opposed to zombies. It lost me, and I've heard awful things about 6, so I'm not gonna bother playing that.
I heard Revelations was pretty cool. It's probably the next one I'll
try.
Oh
yeah, that was the one that originally came out on the 3DS, isn't it?
Yeah,
I remember playing the demo for that, and I actually liked it on the 3DS. Maybe if it goes like free on PlayStation Plus or something, then I'll check it out.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I have a lot of respect for the Resident Evil series. They've done a lot of great things for the horror genre. Hasn't aged well.
Agreed.
Not my kind of game. So, anyways, I think that was it from Twitter. Let's make sure here. Yes, that was everything from Twitter. So yeah, I think we can call this a wrap.
Cool.
If people want to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
I'm on geekswithwives.com. I'm on Twitter at GrantItIs. Our official Geeks with Wives Twitter is at Geeks with Wives, and then as Jordan mentioned, we have a separate podcast called Geeks with Wives and Capes. They're on Twitter at GWW Capes, I think.
I believe so. GWW Capes Crew.
Capes Crew, that's what it is. Yeah.
I actually got to jump in on an episode a couple months back, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool.
It was a lot of fun. For anyone who's looking to start reading comics, definitely check out this podcast because they know what they're talking about. They can definitely have good recommendations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Cool. Well, as always, guys, you can hit me up on Twitter. It's at @boom_headshot, HEADSH0T. And check out everything Boom at boomheadshotpod.com for this week. I'm Jordan Thompson, and thanks again to Grant for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
No problem. We'll definitely have you back again. And until next week, keep those sights lined and keep making those headshots.
Boom!
I'm the king of the ring when I'm in the arena, cause I'm beating everybody like when I beat Tina. I can throw down with the campus mentality, the gloves putting stops to your whole camp's reality. Sticky bombs flying all over the place. If I find your body, you know I'm humping your face. Duck walking with my heavy machine gun. The words on your screen, you were killed by Z1. Yeah, come and run my direction. I don't give a damn if you got double protection. It's a fatal attraction. I'm way fatality, place quake and not red faction. Posted on a rock, sniper rifle in hand. Your forehead's in sight, all according to plan. Breathe wrong, homie, and you might get caught. Everybody in the room's gonna hear what I got, cause it's a
boom headshot, boom headshot. Boom headshot.
Around your area, becoming so nefarious. It's necessary to be wary, you should be afraid of us. Gotcha in the sights of my rifle scope. Better take a look around before your head explodes. Taking the show on the road, see the victims ladder. Better watch where you go, or your mind can shatter. Better pack your grenades if you step into us. A fragile creature with a body, see them piling up. I take a real sick pleasure out of watching them fall. Rockets and grenades, I shot a free-for-all. About to whip out my sickness, get my opinion. Climb up to the top and start snapping at your best friend. It takes 10 men to stop me, here I'm coming. In the battle mode, I keep on running and gunning. Zealous and be fair, y'all better be scared. Don't care if you respond, I still be camping out to be there with them.
Boom and shot, boom and shot.
Hit your 9-3 chumps in the line.
Wait, I'm low on ammo, but I still got my 9. Need to reach a high level for I'm truly effective.
Killing off pros and noobs, non-selective.
True that, yeah, okay, I'm ready to go.
Sticky bombs in my hand, pop tops and throw. Yo, my railgun's tracking everyone in my sector.
Hey, yo, I'm in position, let me give you the vector.
The coordinates match with the blips on my map.
Word to that, okay, let's set up this trap. Sending noobs in to be like bait.
Brain matter will splatter all according to fate.
Yeah, there's no doubt, look like they found my landmine.
It's all good, now I got my snipe sized line. This is easy like aiming at Tyra Banks.
Making shots so accurate, they're taking down tanks.
Boom, headshot! Boom, headshot!
Zealous one. Uh-oh. Turn around. Whoops. Too late.